were we not recording up until now?
No, it's not automatic anymore. You have to press.
Rolando and I were having sound checks, and it was a good thing too, because it would have blown some eardrums with the reverb. So anyway.
Okay.
You can do it later.
Okay, so Don, you're going to talk to Jerry and find out how soon, the soonest the report will be available, and we'll go from there, right? And we have May 26th is a date where pretty much everybody's available, hopefully, kind of. Okay.
I think you should text him, find out.
That's a good idea.
Just get it over with and text him.
Yeah, do you want to text him? Ask him if he'll have the report by May 26th?
Let's pull the thorn out. Just get her done.
He's trying to text him right now.
Okay.
And we can put this baby to rest.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back on the farm.
So would it be possible to have the CIP report by what date?
May 26th. Well, would you have to have the report to everybody 3 days before then, though?
Yeah.
So May 23rd. Or 4th.
There has to be a restroom, right?
Yeah, if you go over there, make a left.
Go over there and make a left. Go down the dark hallway.
Want me to go with you?
No.
Sure, yeah, I need my hand though.
That was very gentlemanly of you, Rolando, really going down a dark hallway. Yes.
And so was there. I already forgot. Was there a consensus on that it's going to be a presentation, or is it to talk about the report?
Just talk about the report.
Just the report for now.
Although I feel like if we're going to set up a meeting separate from the board meeting, maybe we don't need that for just a report. But it'll get us started.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
But if we start in the meeting, it's going to take a long time.
Well, if everybody has to report ahead of time and read it, then maybe have a few questions at the meeting.
If they read it, they're going to have a lot of questions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Did you read this, the old one?
No, I didn't. But the presentation will be on whatever project, which will probably be the Kenneth Loop, since we got a grant for that. Right. And did a presentation just on that.
Right.
Yeah.
That was my whole discussion. I was thinking about it from that perspective.
Okay. While we're waiting for Jerry, why don't we just go ahead to the next item, which is agenda items for the June 2022 meeting. So since we don't know, we'll come back to action item 6. Depending on whether we hear from Jerry or not, we'll be able to resolve that or not. Mm-hmm. So the items on the agenda, does anybody have any comments or additions or questions about those?
This is wrong. I do. When do we expect to get the RFP responses?
A week from today.
So I think we should put the RFP and open up the RFP.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't know why we would do a budget analysis for the pipeline replacement.
Well,
Why would we do that? We're just going to start discussing those things.
We have budget analysis on here as a potential agenda item. He's saying no, we're not ready for that.
Okay. Future working on roads. Are we going forward?
Yeah, so then we'll have the, hopefully we'll have more information on the asphalt and the financial audit.
Okay.
Consultants for the asphalt.
When do you want to touch on the road sign?
Well, that's just hopefully. So I don't know that we need to load up the agenda ahead of time. Because things happen. Things will happen between now and then.
Right.
Yeah.
The tree trimming is pretty important because those guys get really busy really fast.
Mm-hmm. Do you have tree trimmers in mind?
No.
See, well, they'll already be busy because it's already June by then. So
that's what I'm saying. It gets crazier and crazier.
Do you need someone who's bonded like Corey was?
So I'm getting different messages about the agenda items for June. Maybe we don't need to load it up right now. Maybe we should have this or that on there. Don, I'm gonna go back to you and see what you think.
It's sort of predicated on whether
or not let's see how the month works out. It's you know, and then go from there.
Okay, let's just leave it as it is. Not add anything. Not take anything away. And then it's just a guess right now of what's going to be on there. A kind of a reminder, a placeholder, whatever.
Something I'd like the board to be thinking about. Right now, there's roughly $1 million in just total reserves for water, and the thing that I would like the board to be thinking about is how much money they would like to have in reserves held aside for emergency purposes, so that then that would kind of reveal how much we would can use out of our own coffers for CIP projects. So in the past, $500,000 or $600,000 has been thrown around as the right amount, but now we have new tanks, which takes some of the liability, you know, as far as how much, you know, have the coffer, you know. So anyway, I just want to put that out there, you know, roughly.
But right now.
And no, you don't even have to respond. I was just saying. Just something to be thinking about.
So yeah.
You talk about it, you could say, well, this is what I've been thinking about. We need about 300,000 in reserves, and we could spend 700 in capital improvements on pipes. So anyway, it's just kind of a thumbnail viewpoint of it.
Well, depending on the financing.
Right.
Because the financing predicates how much you have to have into it too, that you have to come up with cash, just like we did with the tanks.
Well, I was talking about that we have roughly $1 million in cash.
But we had to use cash to get even the loan. Remember? I mean,
I just have a question about that. And I mean, in my mind, the cash, the main thing that we need the reserve for is pipeline failure, or, you know, getting to pipelines that are at risk of failure, correct? I mean, what else is there that's going to be a big emergency besides that, that could be?
Oh, blowout on Stanley.
That's
a blowout.
That's an emergency.
Yeah.
Of the pipeline.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yes, that's an emergency, and it'll be big. And so I get it, Don. We should think about how much reserve we need. But we don't.
But
need,
I mean,
we don't need to make a decision about it now.
Just, no, not at all. It was just something to think about. It was not. No. Not
right. Well, I'm just asking questions so that I can think about it. And but my question was, is, I mean, any emergency is potentially going to have to do with the pipeline, right?
Yeah, it
could happen.
Basically, any emergency is going to be a pipeline emergency.
Right, exactly.
It's right to say that our tanks have a, they, you know, have an emergency related to that.
Right. So
something at the water plant, but I the basic emergency that you could be thinking about is pipeline stuff.
Exactly.
Penny has a comment.
So it's my understanding that Jerry said, I mean, we still have, we have the new tanks, but we have the pump station that's got some antiquated stuff that still needs to be addressed, including the filters, right? The main filters.
Well, we have, I mean, there's three filters. There's two of them are pretty good, but they do need maintenance, right? We have to spend money on.
And those are like upfront type things that the board can prioritize, is what right, you were right. saying, because yeah. those are like end pieces of the plant itself
yeah.
that need to be.
But I don't anticipate an emergency. That we, the board's been wanting to make an investment on an additional filter, but I think we're in good shape there.
I guess you'd ask Jerry if there was anything that's like.
Yeah, and he'll
that's
part of the report.
That'll be on his
report.
Yeah,
he'll explain what.
But I just think, know that he's brought
yeah,
that up.
But I think he upgraded most of the plant to the thing that we needed. The yeah. pumps are all new. The computers are all new. So we have a lot of new valves. I think we're in good shape at the plant too. And overall, I don't think that, I agree, the risk is not going to be there.
Okay.
But we are going to have to invest the maintenance of the filters because that happens. They have to recoat them. And that's a big project, and we may want to consider, you know, paying out of pocket for those.
Right.
Isn't maintenance, though, isn't that part of the, that's not part of CIP, though, right?
No, it's already built in.
Well, we didn't budget for maintenance of, to recoat the filter tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, we'll have to ask, Jerry, when they're due for a recoat, but at some point they're going to need to be recoated. I don't remember, was it cost like $25,000? Is that?
I knew it was a lot, relatively a lot.
But is that
we're way off the agenda, but isn't that in the RFP?
No.
To maintain the filters?
Not at all.
So we do that. Our contractor does not do that.
Right.
Well,
it's a really big job. And it's basically like restoring the whole car. You know, that's basically what recoating the inside of the tank is. And
a tank or a filter?
Better conversation for the CIP report time.
I'm talking about
okay.
your reserve question.
Yeah.
Because that would come out of a reserve.
Yes.
That's why.
So that kind of huge maintenance would come out of reserves.
Right. That was the only reason I brought it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to go back to the agenda since it looks like we're done with this. Number four here, it says approve the district's fiscal budget. And the one that was sent out seems incorrect to me where it says employee salaries. Because that line doesn't add up.
But that's for the June meeting.
It was sent out today and it's to be approved here. So I just thought I should tell everybody that maybe it needs to be adjusted. That's all.
Well, in the way it was written was that Rolando, I'm not trying to throw Rolando with the bus. is that on the total side, he added 25,000 for the administrative assistant. And that's where that's why it's bumped up.
It's supposed to be bumped up, but why wouldn't that be included under G&A?
I can put it under G&A.
It's got to be in there somewhere because the totals on the right-hand side need to add up.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'll fix that.
Thank you.
I thought the same thing, but I thought that Rolando put it there because it's an additional piece, not committed piece yet.
So Rolando,
that was where I
quit messing with the budget, Rolando.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it up and see if I can bring it up, but I don't know if I have it on the computer.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right. Well, I guess we're not going to hear from Jerry, so we're going to have to table that and deal with that outside the meeting. Number 6 on action items. So we're going to move to comments from the audience, not on the agenda. Does anyone have any comments? Okay. No comments? Okay. All right. Well, that's everything then.
Can't you just have...
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
A second.
Okay.
I was going to
say, Don?
Give him direction.
All in favor?
Certifying the date.
Aye.
Aye.
He'll come back and
say aye.
All right.
Oh, aye. Sorry.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you,
everybody.
That was all I was.